As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Like all my- Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9, streaming live over the World Wide Web. www.citr.ca. Yeah, my name is Aaron. I'm here till 1 o'clock. Yeah, I was away last week. I guess you heard some pre-recorded ghost mix last week. But hey, I'm here to bring you a good show with a bunch of good tunes, old and new. Started off with a few newbies. Brand new track from the Digital Abortions. It's off their release, Armageddon Survival Guide. Name of the track is called The Dishwasher. Man, that's a good track. I'm looking forward to the rest of this record. You know, my flag for the Digital Abortions has flown high and low throughout the years, but hey, it's flying pretty high again with that awesome track and with the awesome lineup that's been going for a while, the three-piece of the Cretan, Blind Mark, and Willie Jack. So yeah, Dagalos played here last Friday. I didn't make it out, but yeah, for those of you that did, I'm sure they put on a good show as always. Yeah, they're playing a bunch of shows in May, not in Vancouver, but yeah, they're doing Seattle, Portland, Eugene, Panoma, and then they're playing Las Vegas for Punk Rock Bowling. And we heard another new track from a local band who've been going for about a couple years now, talking about the Old Derelicts. It's off a release that should be coming out anytime on Kick Rocks Records. Called Take It Back. Name of the track is called The Regent. And yeah, I believe that's named after a hotel in the downtown east side of Vancouver, British Columbia, where I'm at and where we're broadcasting out of. Well, we're not broadcasting in the downtown east side, but hey, we're broadcasting in Vancouver. And yeah, Old Derelicts, yes, they recently have gotten added to a bill which will be happening June 1st with the legendary Discharge. June 1st at the Rickshaw Theater. So we're going to hear some old Discharge in the set, but first of all, we're going to hear some new Discharge from their latest release. This is a track called New World Order on Generation Annihilation.
We'll be right back. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation!
All right, started that last set off with Discharge. From the End of Days release, we heard a track called New World Order, and that should be out anytime on Nuclear Blast Records. And yes, catch Discharge here in Vancouver, BC for the first time since 1982. They'll be playing with I Hate God, Toxic Holocaust, and also on the bill, Mass Grave, Old Derelicts, and a few others. It's going to be a real stacked, heavy bill for you. And we followed with Discharge, going back to 1983, live Toronto, Ontario. This is a live record that came out last year on Ugly Pop Records. Heard the classic track, Never Again. And we followed with Hell Crusher, going back to the early 90s. Yeah, this was from a Recorded Works LP. We heard a track called Body Count. And yeah, Hell Crusher, an awesome band. You don't hear all that much about anymore. Like the following band we heard, also from the same era, Final Warning, from the Eyes of a Child 7-inch on Tribal War Records. We heard a track called Faith and Rise, kind of two tracks in one. And right now we're going to get into some Peter and the Test Tube Babies.
like screaming out loud. So you're standing there, so you long, you long hair.
Generation Annihilation on CITR at the start of the set. We heard from Peter and the Test Tube Babies from the Mating Sounds of South American Frogs. We heard a track called Guest List, followed with the Addicts from the Songs of Praise release. We heard a track called Hurt. From the Dickies, from the Stukas Over Disneyland release, we heard a track called Bedrock Barney. And going back to 1979 from the Machine Gun Etiquette's LP on Chiswick Records, we heard from the Damned doing an awesome version of an MC5 classic, Looking at You. And they played Circles. That version plays Circles around the MC5 version. Even though the MC5 version is good, that Damn version is over the top. Yeah, it's probably my favorite record, Machine Gun Etiquette. And right now we're going to hear a band from Philadelphia, a few tracks off a demo of theirs, because I don't have them broken up, but yeah, the band is called Machine Gun, and the name of this release is called The World Is Sick on Generation Annihilation.
Sorry.
All right, six tracks from Machine Gun, and yeah, the name of that demo is called The World is Sick. Yeah, six songs in 6 minutes. Yeah, that's hardcore. Don't know much about this band other than they're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and those six songs are pretty kick-ass. We're going to hear a band who are playing tonight at the Astoria. They're from Los Angeles, California. Recently discovered this band. They're pretty catchy. Name of the band is Neighborhood Brats here on Generation Annihilation.
We need to be close. I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR. We ended that set off, first of all, with three bands. We'll be playing the Astoria tonight from Los Angeles, California. Neighborhood Brats from their latest release, Recovery. Boys for 20 Years is the name of the track. And we followed with Portland, Oregon's Piss Test with a track called Better Play, Pay Your Publicist. And from the debut, 7-inch from Criminal Code. We heard a track called No Such Omen. And then we heard two demos by two new Vancouver acts. Vlaines with a track called Loner, and Cloaca with a track called Sequel 138, and yeah, brand new demos for the year 2016. So yeah, that's tonight. Neighborhood Brats, Criminal Code, Piss Test, and Fashionism. So yeah, get down to the Astoria and check that out. And yeah, a lot of good stuff coming up in this city. Tons of good stuff. April 16th, Harrington Saints at Pat's. We got Harrington Saints, and that's with a bunch of others. Sound City Hooligans.
Streetlight Saints,
yep. Our good friend Chris Schwartz. Cheap Appeal, brand new band, really good. And the Toxics, so yeah, check that out. And yeah, lots of cool stuff. So yeah. We got Power Chord up next, and we're going to leave you with one more track. This is from The Rotten UK and from the Batshit Crazy 7-inch on Delusioned Records. This is a track called Burnt Church. Here we go.
It's only a dream. Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
margarine, nuts, and sausage.
We'll be right back. right, welcome to another edition of Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver, BC. I'm your host, Coleman Ingram. Thanks for hanging out. We got 2 hours of heavy metal to play, so stick around. So we just kicked things off there with the album opener from the self-titled record by former Immortal frontman Abbott Doom Occulta. The album is called Abbott. That's A-B-B-A-T-H. Anyways, that's a track called To War, kicking off his debut solo record on Season of Mist, came out in January. And the rest of the album is absolutely ridiculous. It's pretty much all like that. It's pretty balls to the wall, front to back. If you're into Immortal, you're pretty much going to be really into this record. And of course he's making his, not North American debut, because he played Heavy Montreal Fest last year, but their debut North American tour, of course, is taking place in April 2nd. They'll be hitting the Commodore as part of the Decibel Magazine tour with High on Fire, Skeleton Witch, and Tribulation. Skeleton Witch just got a new vocalist. I've been talking about this for weeks, of course. I mean, if you pay attention at all to this show, you'll have heard me chatting about this. Tribulation put out a great record last year with Children of the Night, and High on Fire, of course, put out more stellar material with Luminiferous last year, Skeleton Witch, new vocalist, and Abbott with a brand new solo record. There's lots of exciting stuff happening at this show. And if you check us out on Facebook between now and the 30th of this month, I think it's an appropriate time to cut it off. Partnering with Live Nation, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to one person for that show. So it's at the Commodore. It's April 1st. It's a hugely stacked bill. It's going to be one of the best shows of the year, certainly. So we're holding a Facebook contest. There's no phone in or anything. So if you're not on Facebook, that's a bummer. I'm sorry. You should just get an account and join the 21st century. Unless you're a total Luddite, and that's totally cool too. But basically what it is if you go to Power Chord Radio on the Facebook page, you'll see the status talking about the contest details. All you got to do is share that status, like the page, tag a friend in the comments, and you're entered to win. It's very, very simple. I mean, we just held a contest for Fun Drive last month, you know, only a few weeks ago. And, it was still pretty decent. You know, it was for 2 Cannibal Corpse tickets. But, you know, that was part of the Fun Drive, so you had to donate $15 to enter that contest. And which is still pretty good, because the tickets were worth $45 a piece. You know, it was $90 worth of concert ticket for $15 potentially. But this is much, much simpler. It's just some Facebook stuff. It's literally 1 minute of clicking and typing, and you're entered to win these tickets. And it is a very hot ticket, let me tell you. Check us out on Facebook, Power Chord Radio, and get in there. You could be very, very lucky. And we'll probably play some High on Fire and some Tribulation later in the set if we get a chance. But we want to move on right now to some other stuff, stuff that's a little bit more current. So there was a show just last night. It was it was SBC. Art Signified was putting on one of their first like kind of bigger metal gigs at SBC. I didn't get to attend, but all the bands on the lineup are pretty awesome, and I'm sure it was a really good show. So it was Burning Gats and Amnesian, who are from Victoria, Anion and Wormwitch, who I saw a couple weeks ago at 333, and they're awesome. And they just put out a music video for a track called Coffin Birth, like yesterday, I think it debuted on No Clean Singing. So yeah, we're going to check all those bands out and check out that track from Wormwitch. Kick things off first with Burning Gats. This is coming from their most recent album, Continuous Winter, which came out in 2014. And it's a song called Continuous Winter. We're going to do the title track. This is Burning Gats on Power Chord. Dig it.